I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to be at that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. I am not listening to myself. I seem to have lost the cable that connects my soundboard to my computer, so I am using this USB microphone that I used to do the podcast on, so we're going to see how this turns out. I've got a bunch of newer stuff, some soundtracky things, I think there's some good shit that's going to be on this installment of the podcast. We're going to start it off. Ship to Shore Phonograph Company just released the first ever soundtrack to Class of Nukem High, and in addition to all of the songs that are featured in Class of Nukem High the original, they also have this cut, which is the theme song to Class of Nukem High Part 2 Subhumanoid Meltdown by Glenn Acker. Let's rock it.
Tromaville, New Jersey, 1986. Whilst the carcinogenous club and more funky was festering, a careless leak of toxic liquids escaped from the Tromaville nuclear power facility.
Another leak.
And seeped into the water supply of nearby Tromaville High School. These horrible, unmentionable fluids caused the student body to mutate and transmogrify. And worse, it caused them to dance badly. When the smithereens showed up, some thought they were okay. But no one was safe from the rabid radiation and its strange hormone-reversing side effects. not even virgins. Some of the students gained superhuman strength, while others simply spewed up mangly mutant monsters. Tromaville High became Nukem High, and there was only one way for the class of Nukem High to stop the mutant monster force. They had to destroy their school. But that was then, and this is a sequel. Today, through the generosity of the great, ever-altruistic, multinational Nukemama Corporation, the Tromaville Nuclear Power Facility has been rebuilt. Even more altruistic, the Nukemama Corporation graciously volunteered to construct a beautiful junior college, the Tromaville Institute of Technology, on the premises and inside of the twin-towered nuclear facility. The fact that this was the only way to get clearance for the construction of the nuclear power plant from the government nuclear regulatory agencies had nothing to do with this generous contribution to America's educational system. Today, Tromaville Tech is a beautiful, serene campus where young, inquisitive minds can gain a first-hand dose of the wonders of the nuclear age.
Class, life is full of miserable chores, like washing windows and fighting in wars. Power lead, let's get busy, free us from thinking and work with force. Let's mix genetics with something fizzy and create a race of subhumanoids who do everything for us.
Subhumanoids do the jobs to meaning.
Never born from female egg and semen seed.
They're being made from night till dawn. They're the ultimate product of corporate greed. When you kiss them, if they're smelly, they got an extra set of lips in the button of their belly.
Subhumanoids do the job to meaning.
They'll do the cooking and they'll do the cleaning.
And then
Class of Nukem High.
Part 2.
It's a subhumanoid
Doing nothing.
Thelema. That was the Murder City Devils with Midnight Service at the Mutter Museum. That was sort of the last bit of recorded material, or, you know, studio material from the Murder City Devils when they broke up in 2001. They released a couple years after that a live album entitled R.I.P. that featured their last show in Seattle. And then they really didn't do anything until 2012. They released, self-released actually, a single entitled Every Day I Rise that was backed with Ball Busters and the Peanut Gallery. We played that track when it came out a couple years ago. And now, just recently, they released their first full-length in, oh goodness, like, it was their first full-length since In Name and Blood, which came out in 2000. So that's like a good 14, almost 15 years. And that is self-released by them and is entitled The White Ghost Has Blood on Its Hands Again. Before the Murder City Devils, we had new music from Torch from their album Restarter on Relapse Records. That was Blasted. That album is fantastic. If you liked Meanderthal but haven't really been into what they've done since, this is a return to that form, and it's even better. I would say it's the best thing they've ever done. Reggie and the Full Effect did What the Hell is Contempt. That's the opening track on their album Songs Not to Get Married To. And we started everything off with Glenn Acker doing Class of Nukem High Part 2 theme, the theme to Subhumanoid Meltdown. That is from Class of Nukem High, the soundtrack on Ship to Shore Phonograph Company. And they keep teasing. They've got their second release coming up soon, and they're going to announce that on February 2nd. Coming up next, this is new music from Lemuria. I'll explain sort of where this track comes from after the break, but until then, this is Lemuria with Courtesy Mercedes.
She laughs, she cries, she dashes past in town. If we crash the car with them, 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 I will stop to be with you. I will stop to be with you. If we crash the car with them, if we crash the car with them. We'll be right back.
missing the tranquility of solitude. Getting a cabin, traveling on buses. Read no graffiti about slash seat affairs. I tell you that's
from the highly underrated album Sound Effects. That was The Jam with That's Entertainment. It's been featured in any number of movies, commercials, television shows. It is a wonderful, wonderful song. And, one of my favorites. Yeah, The Jam. Before that, Tears for Fears did Head Over Heels off of Songs from the Big Chair. You know, Shout and Everybody Wants to Rule the World are probably the two best-known songs from that. But that Head Over Heels single, I think, is highly underrated. I was very happy to finally track down a copy of this album for whatever reason. You know, it's one of those you see everywhere, but it's either beat to shit, or if it's in good shape, somebody wants like $10 for what is essentially a dollar bin record. And I found it in good shape for a dollar. So there's that. I recently purchased Radiohead's The Bends, speaking of dollar bends, out of a dollar bin at Love Garden Sounds on CD for my youngest son, just in an effort to sort of introduce him to music. Like, here, try this. the other album I purchased was Kid Dynamite's self-titled first album. So, you know, two different sides of the 90s. We'll see what he likes. If he likes either of them, I'll be happy. But yeah, that was Bones. And it's nice to revisit that album and discover that it's just as good as I remember it being. And we started everything off with Lemuria during Courtesy Mercedes. That is a bonus digital download cut if you buy the Turnstile Comics number 3 from Silver Sprocket Records, with art by Mitch Clem and Nation of Amanda, and just a fantastic tour story of them in Russia. But if you bought tickets on Lemuria's last tour, if you bought them in advance, you got a free 7-inch featuring that song, or they offered it for 24 hours if you bought a t-shirt or any other item of clothing from their website, and that's how I picked it up, and I'm very happy to have it. It's got a really cool like bonus comic and screen print on the B-side. So, yeah, definitely worth checking out. And Lemuria will be on tour this spring with Tiger's Jaw, so do check out dates for that at lemuriapop.com. We've got one more set left. It's pretty electronic-y. We're going to start it off from the score to the Ozploitation film Chain Reaction. This is Andrew Thomas Wilson with Car Chase.
Thank you. sit in the structure of skin of secondhand smoke. You know that it's a joke. You know that we could put you on. Today, perhaps I'll run away. There is no peace in songs they sing. Maybe some comfort is to come traveling. I find it in a dog, I find it in a drug. I find it, but I don't know where to put it. Then it's gone. My transport has arrived. My chariot's awaiting down yonder, under the hill.
from the very excellent Square Shells EP. That was Kurt Vile with Invisibility Non-Existent. That was a limited edition release back in 2010. It was available for the first 24 hours it was out. You could download it for free, which is how I got it. It's also available on vinyl, and it is hard to find, and it is super expensive because that was put out like basically before Kurt Vile really became like the name that he is now. But that EP is worth tracking down if you can. Before that, John Carpenter did Night. That is the final track on his upcoming release, Lost Themes, on Sacred Bones Records. I was lucky enough to get an advance copy of this LP. It is absolutely fantastic. Every track, the overall experience of listening to Lost Themes is that it makes like a simple stroll home from the bar feel like you're walking the streets of Haddonfield while the shape lurks somewhere like just beyond the periphery of your vision. It is creepy. It is excellent. It evokes a lot of the stuff that he's done, but it also does some things I haven't heard from John Carpenter before. So when that comes out on February 3rd, I highly recommend picking it up. Before that, the Antoni Maiovi remix, the Galaxy of Terror mix of Umberto's Confrontations. That's a digital download. I want to say it was on SoundCloud, but I found it as a high-quality wave download off the Spin the Blackest Circles message board. They don't have really any plans to do anything with that, but you can listen to it here, and you just did, and it's pretty great. And we started everything off with Andrew Thomas Wilson doing Car Chase. That is from the recently re-released score to Chain Reaction on Australia's Dual Planet Records. The liner notes to that are so well done and so comprehensive and sort of sum up the record so well. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to write that review. So that does it for this installment of Sunglasses After Dark. I thank you for downloading. Tell your friends with bands and record labels and zines and all that stuff to send me things for review and play on this podcast. And tell your friends to download and listen to this. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And until then, thanks for downloading.